serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the beaches, FM 94.7.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here today on 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are very grateful that you have chosen to join us here on the Refresh Radio program as we dive into the Word of God. And today we are going to be looking at Revelation chapter 19. We're looking at praising God. And, you know, I said something in one of our lessons here that a lot of times we are looking for reasons not to praise the Lord when the Bible gives us the reasons that we should praise the Lord. And that's what we're going to focus on today. And so we're going to be in Revelation chapter 19. I'm going to pick up reading in verse number 6. This is, verse number 6 is humanity's response and heaven's response to God's mandate to praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great. So verse number 6, this is what we talked about yesterday. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude as the sound of many waters and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. So yesterday we talked about the corporate accumulation of praise and how that when all of us respond to God's command to praise him, that it becomes quite loud. It's like mighty thunderings. That would be thunder that just goes on and on and on. This time of the year, you can many times hear the marching band in Merritt Island. You can hear the drums as they are practicing a long ways away because they're going to be marching at football games and things like that. And you can hear that on Friday nights. And if it was just one drum, you might not be able to hear it. We're about a mile to a mile and a half away from Merritt Island High School. But when that band comes together, it all of that sound concentrates and accumulates, and it travels greater distances in a discernible manner. And so our praise, it should work together with the praise of others around us. So here's what they were saying. Hallelujah, which means praise the Lord. Some people want to have a reason, so let's dive into the reasons today, shall we? For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. My Bible has exclamation point there. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. That's the best reason I know. I have a statement that I make, and it's, I'm thankful that I'm not God. And the congregation normally says amen. And I say, and I'm also thankful that you're not God. Because I am, I have discovered my office manager retired earlier this year. She gave me a checklist. I have it taped to my door. Things that you need to remember on Sundays, things that you need to remember on Wednesdays. And I still forget some things. So I told my congregation, I said, I make a wonderful Bob, but I make a wholly inadequate Karen. Karen was the first name of the office manager. She was not anything like the term that society has tried to come up with for ladies who are being unreasonable and creating problems and challenges for the, she loved her job. She was great at her job. We miss her every once in a while. She comes and volunteers just because she wants to continue to be a blessing to the church. She's great at being her. I'm wholly inadequate. In spite of my best efforts, I'm never going to be as good at what she did as what she was. With that being said, there is no one that can be God the way that God is. And I want to point out to you here what it doesn't say. Many people in modern Christianity think that, okay, I want to praise God because he saved me and forgave me of my sins. Okay? His role as Savior is very important. I'm not undermining that at all. Without his salvation, none of us. I mean, if you go back up to verse number 1, hallelujah, salvation, glory, and honor, and power belong to the Lord, our God. And so we see that salvation is a praiseworthy event. But even in that earlier verse, it is a praiseworthy event because of his lordship. So it says, praise the Lord for the Lord. Several years ago, we had a free yard sale. And what we did, we had people that made donations. We emptied out our sanctuary of all of the chairs and set up like an indoor yard sale event. And we didn't have any prices on it. And people would come and say, how much is this? And we said, it's free. Our mission statement is to be a blessing. We're blessed to be a blessing. And so if you need this, we are going to be a blessing to you. And in the process, it's going to be a blessing to us because we're not going to have things that we no longer need around here. And so there were some people, and I was in sales, and so I was trying to create some excitement and things like that. And I remember, out of all the people I interacted with, there was this one person that I remember more than any other. And it was like, hey, welcome to Merit Assembly of God. This is a free yard sale. Everything that we have that's available for you is absolutely free. And a lot of times people would say, that's great. That's awesome. This guy's response was, do you have the authority to make that declaration? And I stopped in my tracks. I actually laughed. I said, you know, that's a really good statement. Yes, I'm the pastor here. I have the authority to let you know that everything that we have is free. And I don't know if he took anything or not. I just remember the question. The statement that you are making, do you have the authority to make that statement? As Christians, we praise God not just for the benefits that he brings to us, but for the title that he holds. If you look down in verse number 16, you will see that when Jesus returns, it says, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise God for his lordship. Because of his lordship, we live under his banner. We live under his leadership. We live under his provision. We live for the purpose that he has created for us. And one of those reasons is to praise him for who he is. He is the Lord. He has the authority to tell us what he wants us to do, what he has assigned for us to do, the purpose for which he created us before the foundation of the world to accomplish. I was preaching a message here, let's see, when was it? It was almost a month ago. And I had been studying because there were some people that, you know, have not necessarily been in as many church services as I had. And so I was looking to explain God's victory over sin in our life, and that he not just forgives us of the act of sin, he forgives us of the control of sin, and he liberates us from the guilt and the shame, and he also forgives us of the eternal punishment of sin. Since then, I've heard a couple of other another statement, and that is because of his lordship over sin, one day we are going to live outside of the presence of sin. In this world, we still have the presence of sin, and I can tell you in heaven there will also not be the potential for sin. That's something that I have come to understand in a plain manner that I wanted to add as an addendum to the message that I preached. And so as I was studying the concept of sin, and, you know, it's to err, it's to miss the mark, but there was a resource, and they said to sin is also to miss the point. The point of life is not to get rich. The point of life is not to get famous. The point of life is not even to just continue to exist. The point of life is Jesus. And if we miss the point, it's not going to give us the result. Too many people think that when they get married, it is just about, that they're going to be able to enjoy the company of their spouse forever. No, God joins one man and one woman together so that marriage can be a picture of the covenant that God has with his church. So where a lot of people think that the point of life is all about happiness, and in doing so they are miserable because life will never be able to successfully make you happy. But when we realize that the point of life is to live holy in the sight of God because of his lordship, then all of a sudden you're going to be happy because he's in charge. I used to be a staff pastor before I was the senior pastor, and I loved this one particular aspect of it. If somebody came to me with a problem, I could say, let's go talk to the pastor. We need to go talk to the pastor. Well, no, I don't really want to go talk to the pastor about it. And, you know, there's a lot of people, and that they want to talk to everybody in the world about issues that they've got going, but they don't want to talk to the pastor about it. And I said, let's go talk to the pastor. And they said, no, I don't want to go. Well, you can either come with me and we can talk to him about it, or I can go tell him about it, but what you're telling me needs to be communicated to the pastor. And then I got to Merit Assembly of God, and I was that guy. And so even if people go up and tell my wife things, she says, well, we need to tell Pastor Bob about this. And, you know, at church, she lets everybody know, hey, that's Pastor Bob's area. She was having a conversation and somebody said something and she said, look, I'm not the conductor of this train. That's Pastor Bob. And I can tell you, I'm just the under shepherd. I'm not the shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd. So, but I praise God for his lordship. I praise God for his leadership. And I hope that you will as well. The second aspect, and it's in combination, they are distinct titles, but they work in combination. They are all harmonized in the person of God, and that is this. He is the Lord God. There is no greater title. There is no one who gave him that title. He is the self-existent one. He is God and God alone. The difference, the chasm between the nature and the capabilities of the Lord God Almighty and Satan, who wanted to arise, Lucifer, who wanted to become like God, is not microscopic. It is a huge chasm. So, you do not want the devil being the ruler of your life. Now, the truth of the matter is that people are either living in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of love, the kingdom of light, or they're living in the kingdom of darkness, which is a kingdom of hate, which is a kingdom of the devil. You're living in one of those two kingdoms. There is nothing in between. So you and I can praise the Lord God because when he sits on the throne, he speaks. He speaks truth. He speaks with authority. He speaks and things happen. He speaks and accomplishes more with the sound of his voice than you could accomplish in a million lifetimes together. I forget what I was doing. I was doing a sermon and I did some calculations on this one metric. And right now for the life of me, I can't think of what it was. And I said, does anybody know what sort of time frame you would be looking at if you were to try and accumulate those type of resources? And the answer was 138 years. 138 years. It's like, that's a long time. God can accomplish so much in such a short period of time. Praise him that he sits on the throne and he sits there absolutely. God does not function from a position of insecurity. He functions from a position that he is fully aware of who he is. And he is the Lord, our God. That's what it said in verse 5. Praise him that he's your God. Praise him that he's my God. And he sits there in absolute holiness. Praise the Lord God, omnipotent. You may have heard it, the Lord God Almighty. The word omnipotent here means almighty or all-powerful. It is without limit. It is God who has the ability to do all things when those things need to be done, and there's nothing that can stop him. Now, because we live in a fallen world and we have seen what fallen man does with absolute power, there is a saying that says absolute power corrupts absolutely. But that is not the case with God. There are going to be people who have been deceived and followed deceiving spirits who have been told that God does not exist. They've been told that there are flaws in God's character, that you cannot be an all-loving and all-powerful God and still see the things that we see on earth. And I can tell you that that is shallow thinking. It is inadequate thinking. I'm constantly amazed that people are willing to give the devil a free pass while at the same time demanding free will, are arguing for God, who is omnipotent, to assert his will in such a way. But God is not looking for automatons. He is not looking for just people who will respond with, okay, I'm going to push this button, and because of I'm going to push this button, this is the response I'm going to get. He's not looking for us to be like that. He is looking for a people that he has redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, who have said yes to his offer of salvation, who have appreciated his lordship, his position as God, and they say, God, I choose to worship you. You chose me before I chose you, but I still choose you. Before I had ever gone on a date with my wife, I felt like that God had already spoke to me that she was going to be my wife. Before I was aware that my wife had the same inclination before we ever went on our first date, that she was going to be my wife, that God had spoken to her and he had spoken to me independently of one another. And it wasn't until later on that we realized that God not only worked on one person's heart, he worked on both people's heart. And so, There were people who did not think that our marriage would survive. Our economy as a couple was a great attack on our ability to survive. There were some cultural differences, big city versus country. There were some family dynamic differences because she came from an ethnic background, and I am what I call the United Nations, a combination of a little bit of everything. There was economic differences where, you know, the way that they sought medical care was different than the way that we sought medical care. And so there were a lot of challenges, and there were a lot of people who did not believe that we would survive, that our marriage would survive. But God, when God has joined two people, when he has put them together, let no man put it asunder. I'm here to tell you that God has the power. He has the power to save. He has the power to heal. He has the power to forgive. He has the power to restore. He has the power to purpose and intent and to provide. And he has the power to fulfill his purpose and his plan. He is the Lord God omnipotent. Praise the Lord God omnipotent. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. You may be facing something today, and you may not see a natural pathway to the resolution becoming a reality. You need to add God to that equation. God is able to make that reality. He is able to bring that together. Okay? And so I want you to praise the Lord today, not just for who he is, but the fact that he is actively reigning. He reigns. He's never going to stop ruling and reigning. He always has, and he always will. A few years ago, Queen Elizabeth, she had been on the throne, I think, for somewhere around 70 years, something like that. I think she came to the throne in her 20s. She died in her 90s. I think it was somewhere around there. There were millions of people under her authority who had never known anyone sitting on the throne other than her. There's been people who've stayed on thrones longer, but none of them come anywhere close to how long, how skillfully, how compassionately, how wonderfully God rules and reigns from heaven's throne. He's not going anyplace. I can tell you that if we will stop fighting God's will and fighting God's plan, and if we would say, you know, God, here I am. I'm here to submit to your lordship. If you will allow him to reign not over just your spiritual life, but your relational life, your time, your finances, your thought life, your past, your present, your future. If you will allow him to rule in your marriage and over your families, if you will allow him to rule your direction, I believe that you will see that God is worthy to be praised, for he is the Lord God Omnipotent, who is actively reigning in our lives. He is worthy. The enemy will try and get us, like Adam and Eve in the garden, to think that God is holding out on us. He's not holding out. He's holding us up. He is sustaining us. He is setting us up for victory. Praise him, because he reigns on the throne and hopefully in your life. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.